This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Becky is from Birmingham, Alabama. One particular thing I believe about family is the power of the protection of fathers. The best fathers are always there for you no matter what. They help you through the ups and downs in life and try to always make sure you're safe. I know that I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for my father's protection. It all started, you see, when I was 3 years old. It was vacation time and I couldn't wait to get to the pool because I loved playing in my little 2 feet deep wading pool at home. Being so young at the time, I didn't realize that pools could be deeper than 2 feet, let alone what 2 feet meant. Once we got to this big gleaming pool, everyone was ready for a fun time and I was ecstatic. My mom was pregnant at the time with my soon-to-be little sister. My mother couldn't get into the water. My younger brother was so small that he was only allowed to sit on the stairs with my dad and splash his feet into the water. So my older sister and I were the only ones to venture into the deeper water. I remember my sister was holding onto the wall and making her way to the little waterfall playing onto the surface of the water. As I edged my way along, my sister motioned me to come further, deeper into the pool. When the bottom of the pool fell away, I quickly found myself dunking below the water, being confused and trapped. I kept attempting to push myself up to the top with my hands and my feet, making such a disturbance in the water, I was sure someone would come over to help. But nobody came. The pool was crowded and everyone was looking right at me and they just stood there as if they were frozen in time. I had the sudden thought in my little toddler 3-year-old mind that no one was going to help me. After what felt like a lifetime, I heard a splash. The next thing I knew, I was out of the water, sputtering and coughing. And it was all thanks to my dad, the only one who not only understood that I was in trouble, he knew he had to do something to save me. Isn't that interesting? Her experience, what a powerful memory in the life of a woman to remember when she was 3 years old, probably ready to drown. But Dad came in just at the right minute to save her and bring her up out of the water. What's my point? As dramatic a story as that is, you know what's even more pathetic and sadder than that? Of children who are drowning in the culture, and there's no dad to pull them out. Children who are drowning in the morality and the morass, what we call morality today, and there's no dad to say, that's not what we believe. That's not what the Word of God says. That's not where the hope is. That's not what you follow. Everybody else is going this way, but you see, you're not a cookie cutter replica of everybody else, and the world may be going downstream, but you're swimming upstream. No one to lift them up of where the culture is taking them today. That's a tragedy. As terrible as it is to think about a little 3-year-old girl possibly losing her life as the bottom dropped out of the pool, and all of us could picture that moment. We've been in a pool where the bottom dropped out. There are a lot of children in their teenage years, the bottom's dropping out in their life, something that's going on at school. The bottom's dropping out in their life and something that's happening in their personal morality, in their relationship with other people. The bottom's dropping out in a lot of ways, and nobody's there. And they're looking up, and no one's there. And that's part of being a father, to be the one who helps to protect. Ultimately, the Lord does, and we trust our children. As Max Lucado said, we give our children repeatedly back to the Lord. But the Lord placed you in that position for a reason.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.